their options. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's what a senior U.S. official tells Fox News regarding the large Chinese balloon suspected of spying on U.S. military sites. The incident prompting Secretary of State Antony Blinken to not make a trip to Beijing this weekend. Fox's Ryan Chilcote reports.
Chinese officials say the United States hasn't canceled Secretary Blinken's visit because neither side had formally announced the visit in the first place, effectively arguing you can't cancel something that isn't officially on. The Chinese foreign ministry putting out a statement saying, quote, in actuality, the U.S. and China have never announced any visit. The U.S. making any such announcement is their own business.
The balloon spotted this morning over North Carolina. The Northeast dealing with record-breaking cold temperatures. Fox's Katie Byrne reports from Boston.
We reached peak negative 39-degree wind chill last night, overnight around 2 in the morning. That's the coldest wind chill ever. We reached 10 below zero, which is the coldest temps in Boston in 67 years. So people are definitely bundled up today. Mix that with these gusty winds, and it feels even colder. Most people tell me they plan to stay inside today because of these frigid, cold temperatures, but we've talked to some who still have to get to work.
The weather has been blamed for the death of an infant in Massachusetts after wind knocked a tree branch down on a vehicle. The Democratic National Committee meeting in Philadelphia has voted to change its 2024 primary schedule.
All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and the report in the Rules and Bylaws Committee has been adopted.
Iowa is now replaced by South Carolina as the first in the nation vote for the Democrats. The move's aimed at empowering minority voters. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
California is no longer planning to vaccinate all children in public and private schools against COVID-19. Fox's Jill Nato has details.
Governor Gavin Newsom originally announced in 2021 that all of California's nearly 7 million school children would need to be vaccinated against COVID. Since then, COVID's impact isn't as deadly as it once was, and the state's Department of Public Health confirmed it's backing off that requirement. But they did issue a statement Friday saying they still recommend COVID immunization. Jill Nato, Fox News.
At least one border town hospital is stressed to the limit, caring for migrants. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has the story.
The Yuma, Arizona Regional Medical Center says people who live in that city are suffering because care is being delayed at the hospital. The hospital, critical to the community. The next closest one is 60 miles away, but so many migrants, including pregnant women, are going to the hospital that other patients have to wait their turn. Meanwhile, the migrants can't pay, and that's costing the hospital $20 million, something its president calls unsustainable. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Hong Kong plans to offer up to 500,000 people free travel to that country. Fox's Jonathan Savage explains why.
Hong Kong's tourist industry was devastated by the pandemic. In 2019, it welcomed 56 million visitors. Last year, just 1% of that. So with restrictions finally dropped, officials have come up with a plan to entice tourists back to the territory. 500,000 airline tickets will be given out using lotteries and buy one, get one free promotions. The hope is people won't travel alone, with Hong Kong aiming for a 1.5 million visitor boost. More details details will be announced next month. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.